I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Got a funny topic here today for dear listeners. Did you hear that President-elect Donald Trump has suggested that we rename Denali, the big mountain in central Alaska, to Mount McKinley again? I don't think it's going to happen, but the topic provided some fodder for one of my recent columns. More insights when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Recent headlines about President-elect Donald Trump wanting to rename Denali in Alaska as Mount McKinley got me thinking about my visits there. Until last week, I didn't realize that the federal name change officially happened just 10 years ago. During my first visit to the state back in 1997 for a fishing trip, I heard Alaskans exclusively refer to the mountain as Denali. To this lower 48er, it was Mount McKinley, but several people up there quickly corrected me. A Minnesota friend who lived in Alaska for decades tells me residents knew tourists like me based on whether or not we said McKinley. Go figure, since the state of Alaska officially adopted the Denali handle way back in 1975. Fellow Outdoor News radio contributor Tim Lesmeister spends a lot of time in Alaska, where he says everybody uses the name Denali. He doesn't think any name change is going to happen, and neither does Alaska's congressional delegation. I guess we'll see. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.